Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone.
And welcome to Meeting Ike Series for Children Blog Talk Radio Show. Today is Sunday, and it is our School Time Smart One show, 6:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Tonight's show is Create a Memory Book. Do you have problems remembering things you need for, like, upcoming tests? How about to spell words? Do you get nervous when it comes time to take those tests? What about dates when things have happened? You know, when you're doing history and you need to be able to know when certain things happened. Or you have something, a party you're supposed to go to, and you're not remembering, oh, when was that party or where is it? What time is that at? Do you get worried that you're not going to remember how to do the math problems and to get the answers? That happens to everybody. Everyone has those moments. And usually when something, you are what's called put on the spot, and all of a sudden you freeze. You freeze up, you can't think, and your mind goes blank. And you can't remember anything, and it makes you more nervous. And the more nervous you get, the less you can remember, and then you start sweating, or your eyes start looking around, and then you start getting embarrassed and everything. Well, there's a solution to that, and I'm going to teach you how to take care of that this evening. Do you know that all information has energy? We can tap into this energy whenever we want. It's really true. It is. So if you're ready, we can get started. And if you're comfortable in a spot, you know, so you can sit down and listen to the show. If not, get comfy. Now, here's the thing. When you look at your hand and you look at your feet and your legs and you look at somebody else, another person, your dog, your cat, or your television, your bed, everything, you see everything. And it's solid and you can touch it and you can see it. Now, energy is something we can't see. We can feel it, and there are times we do see it when we sit down, relax, and unfocus our eyes when we're seeing auras, which is the energy field around people and things and plants and animals and their energy field. So we can feel it when we're scanning with our hands. I don't know if you've ever done that, scanning to feel the auras, the energy of people and objects, and I teach that in the play shops and day camps that I have for children over in Western New York. I teach people how to be able to feel energy and to be able to tell the difference in what they're feeling. So, but right now, we're going to go over the information. And once again, everything is energy. So here's what happens is that when you get nervous, you create a blockage, the blockage of energy there, and you can't get past it. So what we're going to do is we're going to create a memory book. And what you're going to do is you're going to have that memory book with you. It's energy. And when you get time to be, you have time to a few minutes before you take your test, before you go and do something that you have to have information for, and it doesn't matter if you're a younger child, if you're an older kid, teenager, or adult, that you can create a memory book, an energy memory book, to have that information for later. And then when you get centered, then you're going to be able to take your memory book out. So if you are ready, we're going to get started. Now all we have to do, like we do every episode, is go ahead and find a comfortable spot. No matter if you're sitting down or lying down, if you're inside or if you're outdoors, as long as you're comfortable, it's nice and quiet and a relaxed area for you. And as always, when you're sitting there, if you're sitting up, you would just put your hands, palms up on your thighs. If you're lying down, you can keep your hands by your sides, next to you there, just nice and relaxed. So go ahead and get comfortable now. and then we'll begin. So if everyone is comfortable and you're in your special spot and you're sitting up or you're lying down, go ahead and close your eyes. And now take a nice, even, deep breath in. And hold that breath to the count of three. And then very slowly, let that breath out while your mind tells your body to relax. Now go ahead and take another slow, even, deep breath in. Hold that breath again to the count of three. And knowing that the mind commands the body and the body will follow the commands of the mind, tell your body and your imagination to relax. And now take one more slow, even, deep breath in. Hold that breath to the count of three, and then let that breath out very, very slowly while you let your whole body relax. Now picture above you in your mind, picture above you a bright shining sun, and it's shining down on you. You can feel the sun's warmth on your face, on your arms. It's very bright, but it feels good. Now the sun is beginning to shine inside of you, this bright, brilliant, white light of energy that is healing and cleansing and relaxing, and it shines inside of your body all the way down to your toes and your feet. And it begins to fill your whole body up with this energy. And you can feel its warmth and its goodness as it starts filling up not only your feet, but now filling up your legs. And now it's filling up your lower lap area. It's shining inside of you and filling up your tummy and your chest area and your back. And this energy is filled with love. And it feels really good. It feels like a hug. You can feel the love inside of you. Now the energy is filling up your shoulders. And that white light energy is shining down your arms, down to your fingers, and your hands. Filling up your neck area and your head. It's overflowing outside of your head and flowing down the outside of your body, all the way down to your feet, until you are shining just like the sun. In your imagination, holding your hands out in front of you, you're holding a book, and the book is open. And now the sun is shining down into your book, your open book, and filling your book with this white light, brilliant white energy until your book is glowing just like the sun, just like you are. Now, from your hands, that is holding the book, and from your thoughts, in your head, in your imagination, think of the things that you need to remember for this upcoming week. Do you have a test coming up, or more than one test? Do you have to go somewhere and need the directions to it? Is there something else you need to remember, or do you have a few things to remember? As you're holding your book, your intentions are, you're telling your book, and you're telling the bright white sun that's shining down onto your book, to fill up the book with the answers that you need, to put in the book, your personal book, the information that you have studied for, the information you have read, or that you have watched, or information that you already do know. And the sun is going to stream down that bright white light into your book. But as you're watching, you can see rays of something else inside of the sunshine. And it's coming down, riding the sunshine of your bright big star and sun there. And what's coming down inside of those rays from the sun is that information that you asked for. And there with your hands holding this open book and watching the sunshine shining down in its energy into your book, you see the pages begin to fill up with the answers. Answers that you already know because you've studied this information, you've read it, you've watched it, you were taught it. This is all information you do know. And as you're watching in your imagination, you see the pages. You see the pages are all filling up with that information, which is your book continues to get filled up. And now that your book is all filled up, you close the book, you bring it close to your chest, and what happens is it starts getting absorbed into your own energy. You are shining like the sun. And now the book gets absorbed into your energy, until it is completely in your energy field and becomes part of you. And you know that when you go to sit down for your test or you need that information, you're going to sit down. And what you'll do is you'll get very quiet. You'll feel inside of your heart. And you will pull your book out in your imagination, open up the pages, and your information will be right there. My name is Marina Lieros Naples. Thank you for joining me on this Meeting Ike series blog talk radio show. Now go ahead and take a deep breath and open your eyes.